أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون ولستم بآخذيه إلا أن تغمضوا فيه واعلموا أن الله غني حميد. Verse number 267 of Surah Baqarah. Allah continues the discussion on charity. Allah addresses the believers directly. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman, anfiqu, spend. Anfiqu min tayyibati ma kasabtum, spend from the pure that you have earned. Tayyibat. Tayyibat means lawful and that which is of superior quality. طيب, that which is good. ما كسبتم, from what you have earned. We learn a few things from this. One is, Allah is indirectly instructing us to go out and earn our livelihood, to make a living. This is part of deen. In fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has referred to it as an obligatory act. To go out, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, طلبul halal, فَرِيضَ بَعْدَ الْفَرِيضَةِ, to go out and earn halal wealth and to earn a livelihood for oneself and for one's family, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, is an obligatory act. It is a fariza, just as salah is an obligatory act. That's the first aspect we learn. Number two, مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ, that when you go out and earn, ensure that you are earning that which is 100% lawful, that which is halal, not that which is haram, or that which is considered to be doubtful. It must be tayyibat. That's the second thing. So you earn, but when you go and earn that which is halal and lawful. And number three, when you spend from that which is good. When you are giving out in charity, don't give the bad. Don't give that which is of inferior quality, but give that which is of good quality in charity. وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ, and spend from all that which we have produced for you from the earth. There is as much as we have zakah. Zakah is that amount that we pay on our zakatable assets, which is gold, silver, cash, stock in trade, and so forth. There is another charity, which is also an obligatory form of charity, and that is the charity of fresh produce. There also there is a charity. The farmers, they have to discharge this charity, which is known as ushr. Zakah is the charity of your wealth. Ushr is the charity that has to be paid on fresh produce. Of course, there are rules and laws governing that form of charity as well. So Allah says, from that which we have produced for you from the earth, spend of that as well. Give of that out in the path of Allah. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثِ, Allah says, and do not opt to spend of khabith. So you have tayyib, we have understood what is tayyib, that which is 100% halal and lawful and which is good, of superior quality. Allah says, that's what you must spend in the way of Allah. Khabith is the opposite. Khabith is that which is unlawful. Khabith is that which is of inferior quality. Khabith is the bad, the leftover, the old clothes, the old pair of shoes, all that falls under khabith. Allah says, وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثِ, don't opt to spend the khabith, تُنْفِقُونَ مِنْهِ, that you're only giving that out. You're only willing to spend of the khabith. وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِينَ, and you yourself won't accept it. So what do we learn from this? Give in charity that which you will happily accept if it were given to you. What you will use, what you will eat, what you will consume, that is what you must give out in charity. Allah says, وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِي, don't give that khabith out, that you yourself will not take it, إِلَّا أَن تُغْمِدُوا فِيهِ, except that you close your eyes. تُغْمِدُوا فِيهِ, you know, you give it out like this. You're not even prepared to look at it. That type of wealth, that, ach, just get rid of it now. It's before it goes bad, that's تُغْمِدُوا فِيهِ. Allah says, that's khabith, don't give that out in charity. That charity is not accepted. Of course, this applies to the person who has both inferior and superior. But if a person only has something that is inferior, he doesn't have good, he only has things of inferior quality, then this prohibition does not apply to that person. This is where you deliberately, you can give from the superior. You can give what is good, but deliberately you are only giving that which is bad. This prohibition applies to that person. That's why Allah says, وَلَا تَيَمَّمُوا. Don't deliberately opt, and don't deliberately give that which is khabith. So if deliberately you are not doing it, and you are forced to, you only have that, then this prohibition does not apply to such a person. He should spend, even though he may only have that which is inferior. وَعْلَمُوا. And Allah says, look, understand, you are not giving this to Allah. It's not sadaqah and charity that you are giving to Allah. Allah does not need it. Allah says, wa'alamu, and understand, anna Allah ghani. Allah is ghani. Allah is independent. Allah is completely independent. Allah does not need your charity. You are the one who are giving. So, give what you would want to, that quality that you would want to receive in return. Anna Allah ghani. Allah is ghani, and Allah is hamid. Allah is praiseworthy. Then Allah turns our attention to a very important aspect. And many a times a person feels that, well, I'm not going to spend now, let me accumulate. And when I'm comfortable and I have enough, then I will spend. And shaitan keeps on threatening the person, if you spend now, you don't have enough, you are going to suffer from poverty, you are going to suffer from need and from want. Allah says, الشيطان يعدكم الفقر. Shaitan, he threatens you with poverty. He does not want you to spend. So he is the one who puts the thought in your mind that if you spend right now while you are still earning, you are young, you are still accumulating, you are still making your money, then you feel that you are going to suffer from any form of need and want and poverty. Allah says this is a threat, it is a fear that is placed into your heart, into your mind by none other than shaitan. الشيطان يعدكم الفقر. He is the one who threatens you with poverty. ويأمركم بالفحشاء. He is the one who instructs you to carry out acts of indecency. وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرًا مِنْهُ. But Allah, He promises you forgiveness. Allah promises you forgiveness. So through your acts of charity, Allah will forgive you. وَفَضْلًا. And Allah promises you fadl. What is fadl? Fadl means grace. Allah will give you more. Fadl means more and more and more bounty. So the more you spend, Allah promises that Allah will give you more. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعًا. Allah is wasi'. Allah is all-encompassing. Allah's generosity is endless. It is not subject to any limitations. And Allah is Alim. Allah is the most knowledgeable. May Allah grant us the understanding.